What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me is my co-host, Jake.
What's up, everybody?
Jake also does the editing after all this, so a little shout out again to Jake. Like to thank everybody for the last week's turnout for the YouTube channel was doing well. I didn't see much of the podcast, but that just got started, so you know we're working on that. So hopefully it starts building up, starts getting some repeats on it. But
also we're not seeing
liked and shared and subscribed. That's awesome.
We're also not seeing as many comments as we thought we were gonna get.
Yeah, I would love to get some comments so we can actually talk about it on the next week's episode, or you know, do a midweek kind of special few minute video or something, just to let y'all know that we are paying attention to your comments, and every like we get, every view we get is awesome. But we just want to be able to interact with our fans if we have any yet, you know. So that's what we're looking for. So, you know, this is our outlet to speak our mind. You can also use that as your outlet to speak your mind in a way.
And also, if there are any stories you guys want to see, you guys can just hit us an email at the2grumpyelephants@gmail.com. I'll put the email right here.
And, magic.
We'll take a look at that. So
yeah.
All right. What do you got? What do you got for us today? What's going on this week?
Started a crossover from last week. We were talking about the vaccine last week a little bit, whether or not me or Jake were going to take it or not. And, you know, it wasn't really a political thing for either one of us. It was more of a kind of cautious, we're not really sure about it kind of thing. But then I noticed today that there was a headline on Fox News that an 8-year-old accidentally was given the COVID-19 vaccine. So I'm not sure how that happened. It sounds like they went through a drive-through vaccine station and got the vaccine. So if I were you, I would just make sure that if your kid was registered to get a vaccine, you probably shouldn't let them get the vaccine, because, you know, they're saying this is for 16 or 18 or up. So, you know, just want to throw that out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, you know, but it was a carryover from last week. So that's why I wanted to bring it up. But
it reminds me of that scene in that scene in Clerks. If anybody who's watching remembers that that movie Clerks, where they get in trouble for selling like an 8-year-old a pack of cigarettes, and they're like, "What? It could have been a midget."
Yeah, exactly. Shit. But you know, it doesn't really say how it all happened. But the 8-year-old was able to get registered for this thing. But my thought was, how the hell did the nurse not say, "Hey"? I mean, I've never mistaken an 8-year-old for a 16-year-old.
No,
or vice versa. So I'm not sure how the fuck that happened, but it did happen. So, you know, I don't want people out there thinking if your 8-year-old's kid was able to register for the vaccine that you should go get them vaccinated, because that wasn't supposed to happen. So if you're seeing that going around, you know, do some research. But
oh, shit.
Don't miss it.
Oh, there you are. So, there you are.
With that being said, you know, I would like to just, I mean, Jake has some stuff he wanted to get started on this one. So
over
to Jake.
Excuse the cough. So I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on this podcast yet before, but I am a big supporter of Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. I think he is a badass, man. Anybody who gets a phone call from Biden and tells him to go fuck himself, that
is on my side for sure.
Oh yeah, that's somebody I want to support. Well, I've got this quote from him, and he's talking about the vaccine passports. You know,
where
people are requiring, people are being required to show proof of the vaccination and all that fucking bullshit. Here's this quote. Today, I issued an executive order prohibiting the use of so-called COVID-19 vaccine passports. The legislature is working on making permanent these protections for Floridians, and I look forward to signing them in the law soon. You know,
wow.
Here we go.
I wish we had a governor like that. I swear.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. We'd be open by now.
Governor doing that.
It's completely unacceptable for either the government or the private sector to impose upon you the requirement that you show proof of vaccine to just simply be able to participate in normal society.
Except when it comes to school. I mean, kids have been having to get vaccinated forever.
Yeah.
For that shit. But yeah. Now all of a sudden, you know, whatever. But good for him. You know,
100% good for him.
It's a... You know, I hope other governors follow suit, you know, because it's one way that they're going to be able to pin one half against the other half.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another way. Now, we're not only dealing with race, white versus black, you know, elite versus middle class or working class. Now we're dealing with fucking vaccinated or anti-vaccinated, you know.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just anti this vaccine. Only because who was it? Who?
Like I said, I was talking to a few coworkers last week, and I said, you know, even if Trump had won re-election, I probably still wouldn't take the vaccine because it was. I felt that the speediness of it may have been politically motivated.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And we may not have given this vaccine the time it needs for the proper testing and the time to see if side effects show up 6 months down the road.
Yeah, yeah. Those 6 months haven't existed
shit like that.
Yet. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my reason. It didn't have a damn thing to do with whether Trump or Biden. You know, I don't give a shit who's in the White House, because one of my heroes always said politicians come and go. You know, they'll come and go. But so you don't hang your hat on one person. You know what I'm saying? And it won't be because of Trump that I was just going to be diehard into the vaccine. And now that Biden won, now I'm anti-vaccine.
We were always against the vaccine, you know, when it initially came out or comes out, if we're talking from a past tense, you know, we were always against the, we need to jump on injecting this drug into our bodies.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
so, I mean, don't call me no, you know, right wing kook because I didn't take the fucking vaccine.
No, you can call me
took it if Trump.
You can call me a right wing kook for other reasons. But you know,
exactly,
this one's legitimate. There is
right. Not for that. Though.
There is this guy.
I mean, there's plenty of reasons why you call me a right wing coup. Yeah, not for the fucking vaccine. I got you.
You know, there was this guy who's getting lit up on YouTube. I can't remember where or what. Everybody at home can look this up if they want to. He was getting called crazy or something for being anti-vax. And if you go and listen to him talk, he's like, you know, I'm just against this vaccine. I want to wait until to see what it does to people, and then you know, I'll contemplate getting it.
What's wrong with that? That's the smartest thing you can absolutely do.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, if you haven't showed any symptoms, you don't have any health issues. You are one of the ones that are likely to recover if you did get it. Why in God's name would you risk taking a vaccine that absolutely no one knows anything about?
Who wants to be the first one on a roller coaster?
Exactly right. Yeah, the first guy that goes to the Wayne County Fair and gets on that tilt-a-whirl, you're a hero.
You're a fucking hero.
Go for it.
You're a brave motherfucker.
Yeah, I've seen them guys that put their fucking Ferris wheels and tilt-a-whirl together. You go ahead and be that fucking hero.
Let alone the 16-year-old operating it.
Yeah, smoking weed, you know, talking to the bearded lady, you know,
yeah,
for the most part.
Speaking of, go
right ahead and be the hero.
Speaking of smoking weed, I hope we have all smoked our doobies and forgotten all about Andrew Cuomo.
Well, that's what he was going for, and it looks like it worked. because me and Jake, actually.
Uh-oh, you cut out. You cut out. Hold up. You cut out.
One. Okay.
You're back in.
All right. Am I back?
Yeah.
Am I good?
You're good.
Okay, so me and Jake during prep, you know, we kind of just hang out on Discord and we just kind of talk about what we're going to talk about. And I said that I made a comment that haven't seen any headlines on all the outlets that I'm looking at for Andrew Cuomo or anything like that, other than, you know, the lack of talking about it. So he searched it up and found one, and it was about the lack of talking about it, you know, because it looks like they passed the recreational marijuana bill. So now you're, what did you say, Jake? They'd be so stoned they wouldn't remember.
Yeah, you know, you fucking.
They wouldn't remember that he's like sexually harassed 8 or 9, 10 people.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it.
We're all having a party. We're having fun.
We like to have fun
you know
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No, this is supposed to be happening, I think, passing a local law by December 31st, 2021, or 9 months after the effective date of legislation. The locality.
Okay, but when's he up for re-election? Do you know?
I don't know. Let's see.
Is it the next, 2024? Would it be 2024?
I thought it would have been 20. Yeah, I guess it would be 2024.
Because it'd be the midterm.
What's that?
It's going to be two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the midterms will be 2022.
I mean, different states have different term limits, I think. I don't know if all states have the same term limits for a governor.
Well, you know, it says...
That's harder.
It'll be in 2022. He'll be up for re-election.
Yeah, well, so this is coming out just in time. If he's got time enough. Okay, he's got time to bury this damn scandals, which, you know, like I said in I think it was our first video, the scandal that we should be talking about is all the fucking people he killed in the nursing homes. I'll move on from that as long as we get his ass out of there. But that's what pisses me off. That's what we should be talking about. Not all the girls that he offended by or whatever by making them sing Danny Boy or whatever the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
How about the people he killed for, you know, during the COVID lockdowns? And all the nursing homes were getting bombarded with COVID-19 patients.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither here or there, I guess. What matters now is that you can smoke weed in New York City, and it's not illegal. So, congratulations.
Well,
dodged the bullet on that one.
You know, back to all this sex scandal shit, or sexual assault, you know, allegations, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I was wondering last week, how come everybody stopped talking about it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had to pull him up on Google just to fucking find something because there wasn't a single headline on him. And you know, I kind of
want. It's even worse this week.
Oh, it's way worse this week because you know, if there's a person who I want to fucking give the finger to, it's the Republicans. Because I was wondering, you know, how come the Republicans have all fucking stopped talking about him? Well, it turns out with a little extra digging, we found out why. What's this guy's name? Matt Gaetz.
Okay. Here we go.
What is that? Is that his name?
Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
I was heard it pronounced Matt Gaetz, and he's a Republican lawmaker in Florida. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. On how, you know, we've got this big sex scandal. Here's the thing. It's not a big sex scandal because it's being shoved up under the rug. But if we're going to blow up about Andrew Cuomo for his sex scandal, we also need to be blowing up this guy, too. You know, the standards should be set straight for everyone. That's what we've been talking about throughout this whole fucking election and all that, this, that, and the third. Now, there's a current investigation going on under him. And, you know, there's something about a fucking, what was it, like $25 million bribe or something?
Well, okay, so I heard something where he was working with the FBI to get someone that was blackmailing him $25 million to stop the investigation.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what's true or what but somehow he's being blackmailed to stop the investigation. They know it's fake. They're doing it on purpose. You want it to stop. You want it to go away. You pay us $25 million. That's kind of what I took from it. I don't know how much of it's true. But then I also heard that the other guy that's involved in this was also working with the FBI and had a wire on him to get Matt Gaetz. So I don't know. I think we need to, like I said earlier, I'm not going to let this guy off the hook just because he may or may not be Republican.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
But if we're going to give Cuomo the benefit of the doubt, or if we're going to give Matt Gaetz the benefit of the doubt, but they still need to be talked about.
Guilty and until proven.
They're blowing the Matt Gaetz shit off. Guilty. Yeah. But they're blowing that all out of the place. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
But why? Because it's a Republican.
Yeah.
But you don't see the same amount of, I guess I would call clickbait or whatever on these sites for the Andrew Cuomo scandal, which I don't give a shit about his sexual shit. I'm talking to him. I want to know about the fucking numbers that he padded on the nursing homes. That's what I want to know about. But we may not ever know.
Well, and you know, I do just want to say, you know, at the same time that, and for those of us wondering, you guys can Google the Matt Gaetz story. He's being accused of trading possessions or something like that on some sugar daddy website. In exchange for fucking this assumed 17-year-old chick.
Something. Yeah.
And
allegedly.
But now here's my thing though. If you're innocent, why not let the investigation commence?
Well, I don't think he's against letting the investigation. I've never seen anything where he said this is just a witch hunt. Investigation should be stopped immediately. I've never seen anything like that. But I did see where the $25 million was brought up about stopping the investigation. I don't know if he was seeking that out or. But you know what? If he fucked up, then you know he should be out.
Yeah, yeah, and
he should be gone.
And we're also seeing things like Fox News and Newsmax stop talking about Andrew Cuomo at the same time this is going on.
Right.
And it's just like...
It's weird.
It's very weird. You know, it's very weird. It's very weird. I don't fucking know anymore.
I don't know how much he was a supporter of Trump or whatnot, but I do believe he... And if you were, they're coming after you tenfold, bro.
Yeah.
You know... They're coming after anybody that helped Trump do anything during his administration's term. They're coming after you. So, you know, whether it's true or not, and it don't have to be true to be damaging. Okay? This guy's career could be over anyway, whether it's true or not. Because most people don't come back from something like that. And most people, if they can't completely prove his innocence, whether or not he may win the case, but unless he can completely prove his innocence, his career is over.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, professional politics it is. Nobody comes back from that. You know, I don't know how you come back from that. You know, a very conservative state of Florida not going to put up with shit like that, I don't think, you know.
No.
But there's, I mean, you see, here we are. We're talking more about him than Cuomo. I don't know. I mean, you know, Cuomo, however you call it. I call him Cuomo. But, you know, of course this recreational weed bullshit, well, not only is it a distraction from his scandals, but they also ran out of fucking money with putting everybody out of fucking work and paying them all to sit home.
Yeah,
that's why they need that money. They need that tax revenue because they're fucking broke. Like, billions and billions of dollars over budget, you know, and so there's alternative motives. That does it benefit Cuomo? Absolutely, it does. They're talking about a good thing that he's doing, and they may let him get away with it, But sooner or later, he will have to pay for that shit. I don't see it going away. I don't see the sexual inappropriate behavior going away. I mean, I really don't even know. I don't like that term because it's too vague. If I told you an off-color joke, is that considered sexual harassment or sexual? I mean, I really don't like that term in the first place. I never have. To me, sexual harassment is more of a physical thing in my mind. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, there have been some physical.
He put her hand on her butt. He grabbed her breast. To me, that's what I picture when I hear sexual harassment.
Well, I think it was this ninth accuser that came out and said he grabbed her face and kissed her.
He was what?
This ninth accuser came out and said, I think she said he grabbed her face and kissed her.
Oh, like you mean like this?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. That's physical. That's physical. You know, slapping somebody's rear end, that's physical. That's what I think. You know, the definition of sexual harassment is so broad and vague at the moment. Anything can be construed as sexual harassment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really hold my judgment until I know more about, you know, because from all I've heard is that having to sing Danny Boy, you know, that'll get you some shit now.
Well,
so
you know how I feel about, you know how I feel about the singing the Danny Boys. I feel like that's just a precursor to what happens. That's the prologue of the sexual harassment
word for
story.
Take your clothes off,
baby. Yeah.
You know, hey. That's like, we're about to do the nasty on my desk.
Oh, shit. Yo.
See, you know, like I said, whatever. It's funny that it's happening to him, and it's, I love watching Democrats eat their own. But we got some fish in the fryer as well, so.
Don't think we won't fry him either. We'll fucking fry him.
Oh, I mean, he should be, though. He should.
In a metaphorical sense.
Else other than the, yeah. But anyway, moving on. Quick story on this hilarious bullshit. And Jake, you're probably sad, you know, about this, that turns out that the Major League Baseball has canceled their All-Stars and the draft, by the way. It wasn't just the All-Star game, it's the draft too. So that's a lot of revenue for Georgia, you know, being that state with all that stuff. But because of the voter law that the governor just signed, what was it, last week, I think, they have pulled their game and their draft out of the state. And it doesn't say where they're going to have it now, but because they're requiring photo ID for mail-in ballots, they're suppressing votes. And Major League Baseball sent out a statement that, yeah, it's funny because the same week that Major League Baseball pulled their game out of Georgia, they also signed a big deal with a company backed by the Genocidal Communist Party of China. That was written by Marco Rubio in a tweet. And he says, and I quote, Major League Baseball caves to the pressure and moves draft and All-Star game out of Georgia on the same week that Major League Baseball announced a deal with a company backed by the Genocidal Communist Party of China. So I guess we're doing the LeBron James thing again, where we almost will be pulling for you, Hong Kong, but nah. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, see, this is why I'm glad I'm not knee deep into sports. You know, I just pay attention.
I just pay attention to
scores. You know,
but anyway,
I know you like
baseball.
Yeah. You know, but this is why I stay out of all this shit, because, you know, if I was knee deep into it, like a diehard fan, I'd end up like, I unfortunately, like yourself. You know, where, I mean, shit, you don't even have fun watching football anymore.
I don't watch football. Okay, here's the thing. I used to be one of the biggest, diehardest NFL fans you would ever meet. I had every team jersey in my game room. I have been a subscriber of the NFL Sunday Ticket for 11 years. I had almost every team memorabilia you can think of. Until the kneeling for the anthem and all the PC bullshit that we had to deal with. And I just got tired of it. I was like, I went to sports to get away from that kind of shit. That was my getaway, if you will, on, you know, watching a football game. No politics, nothing. No, just a football game. Well, now you can't do it in baseball either. And I'm pretty sure hockey's going to follow suit too. So go watch some fucking beer pong, I reckon. So, you know, that's about all you're going to have left.
Hey, I'd watch regulated beer pong.
Yeah, it had to be with a standard solo cup. I'm not playing with no, you know, glass ball, you know, cups. It has to be the
regulation solo.
Regulation solo red versus blue.
And that shit better be filled up 1.5 ounces, no more, no less.
That's right. A shot's worth. Absolutely. But I thought it was funny that Marco Rubio kind of blasted Major League Baseball on that. I thought that was awesome. He also, let's see.
Uh-oh. I think you skipped just a little bit.
They're going to.
Hold up.
It doesn't
quick.
Say if they're going to come back if. Okay.
Re-say that.
I know it's where we are. Well, I was going to say, it doesn't say that they're going to. Like, it doesn't say, okay, if Georgia vetoes or throws out this bill, everything will be fine. So, you know, this is the left, the woke crowd, demanding, and, you know, it's just fucking strange, dude, that they have this kind of power. But it's the woke crowd forcing Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, which fuck Coca-Cola anyway, but all these big companies that are in Georgia right now are being forced to shit on Georgia.
Yeah,
unless they veto this fucking bill, I don't know what to make of this other than it sucks for people that love baseball, you know.
Yeah, and Georgia and Coca-Cola, you know.
Man, it's gonna hurt Georgia pretty, and it's not gonna make the governor look good that they lost all the shitload of revenue there, you know. So that's gonna be a political liability as well. So I mean, they're just. It's payback, motherfucker, from the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So you better buckle up because it's not going away. It's payback for us letting Trump get in there and us supporting Trump. If you supported Trump, they're coming for you. You better believe they are. So buckle up. Don't get surprised when you see it happening in your hometown because it will. They're coming for everybody. They're not giving up, and they don't want to give up. They don't want you to think they're giving up. They're coming balls to the wall.
You know, man, it... With of where we work in that area, and, you know, all we see is Trump flags all day.
Yeah.
And it really disappointed me for not only that Trump fell, Dan Forrest fell, and...
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Fuck you.
That really sucks. And now we're seeing it here, left and right.
It really does, but...
We're all being woke washed and having to hold our breath during this tsunami.
You know, I don't know what our actual I don't remember what our actual turnout rate was for registered voters, but I would say this, if you didn't think it was important enough to get out and vote, I don't want to hear shit from you.
No.
I don't want to hear a damn thing from you. If you didn't get off your fat ass to go vote, then you ain't got nothing to say to me for the next 4 years. Because a no vote is a vote for Biden in a swing state. So, and we were considered a swing state in this election. So, if you did not get off your ass because you couldn't be bothered, couldn't be inconvenient, or whatever the fuck your reason was, no, I'm sorry, I don't have nothing for you.
No.
You know,
no. Actually, if you're
listening. I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually, turn it off.
Yeah.
If you didn't vote and you're listening to this podcast, just turn it off.
Just turn it off. Because I ain't got nothing for you.
You know what? Hold on. Let's give them 5 seconds.
And we're back.
All right, they're gone. They left, guys. All right. We could talk.
A little bit, man. We're talking some doom and gloom shit. Let's bring some funny.
Let's see.
So I don't know if this is funnier, but anybody remember Louis Farrakhan? Does anybody know who that is? Anybody want to guess who that is? Well, that's the biggest racist in America. So, turns out that, let's see, who was it? NBC? I don't want to get that wrong. Yes, MSNBC was reporting that a white male was a suspect in a Capitol attack. It turns out the suspect aimed his car at two police officers, or Capitol police officers, and, like, rammed into them, and then got out of the car and attacked them with a makeshift machete slash, and I don't know what, I'm trying to visualize what that is, but it's a, are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story. Okay, so he jumps out of his car after he's rammed the police, or the Capitol police, and he's got a makeshift machete slash kitchen knife. Now, I've been thinking about this for a little while now. I don't know if they mean one of them big chopping knives. I'm not sure what they mean by that, but makeshift machete slash kitchen knife. It turns out one of the officers succumbed to his injuries, I think, by being hit by the car. But the point was that they repeatedly reported this as a white male until they were shown DNA evidence that it was a black guy named Noah. Or did I write that down? Something Noah. Noah Green, I think it was. And he was a black male that was a supporter of Louis Farrakhan. Now, I don't know if many people know who that is, but let's see. Picture. I would say picture Hitler mixed in with a little of Stalin. And that's Louis Farrakhan. You don't like it? I don't give a shit. That's who he is. He's the biggest racist in America. If you don't look like him, he wants you dead.
Yeah.
He's pretty much said that. So, I'll tell you what, scratch that. You make your own decision on him. You go and look up Louis Farrakhan online, and you come back and you leave in the comments what you think of T, what your answers will be. But I will give you the opportunity to do your own research. So,
now,
with that being said, Jake, do you have anything?
That's not the only story about a car we have this week.
Okay.
don't forget about that video. Me and you watched this together right before we came on. The video of the two women who...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was an Uber driver.
Right. Muhammad, now I'm going to butcher this guy's name, but... because I'm a Southerner.
If you don't get it right, you're racist.
Well, I'm going to try my best to get it right, but I'm going to have to look it up. So just bear with me for a minute.
But no, he was like an Uber driver or something, and these two teenage girls ended up carjacking him. And, you know, we've been in the news recently. We've been hearing that white people are just evil. And white people are just fucking a bunch of bloodthirsty savages. And funny little piece of info to this news story, these two teenage women, they weren't white. I'll say race unnamed, but I think we know what we're going for here. carjacked this Muslim guy. Or let me say Middle Eastern. I don't even know if he's Muslim or not. But
he was. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was Muslim with the name Muhammad.
But, I mean, we saw the video.
Assumption. I don't know whether or not he was. It doesn't matter. He was a working person.
He was a fucking working man.
He was a working man. He was trying to earn money to support his family. Two teenage dumbasses hijacked his car. While he's trying to get out of his car, they floor it. And you can see in the video where the open door is slamming against light poles and shit, smashing this guy's body back into the car, and then they wreck it and flip it on its side. And luckily, thank God that the National Guard are still in the fucking Capitol, pull them out of the fucking car. And,
it's That's an insane fucking video.
The girl's phone was still in the car.
What's that?
That's what they cared about. Not that the man, they cared about the phone still being in the car.
Oh, she did. She did. That teenage girl. Yeah, she cared. My phone's still in the car.
Yeah. Because she could have bolted ass and ran out of there and nobody would have known who she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but with that phone being in there, they can, you know, do some investigating.
And if you
but watch. This just in, that goes along with our Georgia story.
Is this a breaking news?
Breaking fucking news right now. Chuck U. Schumer, shout out to Rush, but Chuck U. Schumer invites the Major League Baseball All-Star Game to New York, where voting rules are stricter than Georgia. Yeah.
What?
I don't find that hard to believe, but that is the headline. Make that of what you will.
Wow.
So that, you know, never leave a disaster, never let a disaster go to waste, or never, whatever.
Whatever. You guys look up the fucking saying.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck me, right? But I don't know, man. I think the carjacking thing,
that was bad.
Well, it was dumb, but I mean, it was teenagers.
That shit was bad.
It was teenagers.
I mean, those teenagers will never be held to half of the accountability that Chauvin was. They were old enough to know what the fuck they were doing. His last words, his dying words. What was it? What was it? No, stop. This
That's
is
my
car.
Yeah. But it also, the guy, remember the guy that was standing his ground during the riots, and he was, he shot a couple of guys that were chasing after him?
Yeah. I've seen that video.
I can't remember the guy's name, but anyway, they ridiculed him, and they charged him. I mean, I don't think none of the charges are going to stick.
Are you talking about Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that as well.
They pretty much, or the guy, the Make America Great hat again against the Indian guy.
Oh yeah, from way back, from the before times.
Unspeakable hate.
Doxed the fuck out of him.
Don't remember that guy killing anybody. Well, but they made him rich.
Oh, no, rich. What? Isn't he working for the Daily Wire or something like that? He's working for some right-wing news company now. As
I'm sure he may be, but he don't have to work a day in his life now.
No, and now he's set up in a fucking career for television. Like,
well, you know, he's not good. Only that, but he's going to every single one of them.
Yeah.
And good for him. I hope he wins every one of them. But I don't think that the news organization, the mainstream media, will learn their lesson from this, because they still continue to do it. So no lesson learned there. They just that's the cost of doing business. And, you know, if they brought in 100,000 votes in a swing state, and they had to pay that, it's just the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't care. That's not money to them. That's not real money to them. I mean, it's a lot of money, though. I mean, I think it was like $200-some million he won, settled out, you know, settled for. And he's just going to go to each and every one of them. But anyway, do you have anything else, Jake? Or
I got
are we about ready to start winding this thing down?
I got something a little bit on the lighter side.
Well, good, because we can use that.
This has been a pretty dark episode.
Yeah. And I wanted to bring the funny so bad. I was trying to, but I told you I was having one of those days where it just wasn't clicking with me.
Well, that's all good. That's all good. You know, sometimes it doesn't click.
Well, I mean,
it could have been worse.
Sometimes
it could have been worse. We could have recorded this episode 2 hours ago when you were playing Rocket League.
Oh, yeah. That would have been bad.
Yeah.
I was cussing out kids. I was cussing out the kids. So we dodged that one. So,
Holy shit. Oh, shit, you skipped out again.
Oh,
I don't know why we're having...
I mean, if you want to talk about shit that matters, sometimes the story...
I don't know why we're having connection problems again or for this episode. You skipped out again.
Yeah, I mean, I've been dealing with that on your side too. I don't know. Maybe we should have. I don't know. Sometimes when we're on Discord for this long,
yeah.
Sometimes it starts to lag. You know, hell, we've been on for a couple of hours now.
Yeah. So yeah.
But I mean, I guess if you go back and it's that bad, we'll have to redo it. Hope not.
Oh no, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So on a lighter note, anyway, a little bit more fun. Let's see. For those of you who aren't big comic book fans, they have the cover of a comic book, and they have a variant, and a variant is just a different styled cover of that book. And so for a variant for an issue of Star Wars The High Republic, this variant cover is going to be introducing Star Wars' first two trans non-binary Jedi for Trans Day of Visibility.
Oh, out right at trans.
What's that?
Okay, hold on.
Did I cut out? Right, ah, fuck. I'm pretty sure my yeah. side of the video still caught it.
Okay, that's fine. As long as so now I can talk about that picture that you sent me that I was not allowed to talk about.
Yes. The first two trans.
My only question is why is the one lightsaber not lit up? Why is
that's I don't know. That's just probably just the photo editing. Yeah,
but it's bugging the hell out of me.
I understand. Like, I understand.
You're in a fighting stance. Is that your submissive side?
Okay, like, so
is that him showing, okay, I'm a little more sensitive than the other guy?
No. The actual picture of them have both of the lightsabers lit up. I don't know why that one I sent you was like that. I think that's just a part of the photo editing or whatever, but it's Star Wars The High Republic, okay. Issue number 6, going to be produced by, you're never going to guess who's printing it, Marvel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, some motherfucking prize. Now, if you guys watched this first episode of this, you guys will have seen me gone off a big fucking tirade about Captain America, and now he's, you know, a now. And so, now we have these two trans non-binary Jedi. Now, I'm about to just, do something that's going to piss off anybody who wants to call these guys trans or non-binary. And that's, they both look like dudes.
Yeah. I couldn't tell the angle.
Both of them look like dudes.
I couldn't tell the angle. I didn't see anything wrong with the picture. It didn't look like. Hold on, let me go back to it, because they all look weird anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're making a statement with their bald heads. I don't get it. It doesn't look.
There's no way they're making a statement off the bald heads. That's got to be the form of the alien.
Anyway.
But they both look like dudes, but they're supposed to be trans. Right. What? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean,
they're supposed to be non-binary.
The one on this picture, you're going to have to show this picture that I'm looking at on this video, because the one, now that you say trans, I mean, he could be holding something else. I mean, I don't know if he's double-fisted it. I don't know. But, you know, he could be holding something else. It's just, you know.
Oh, shit.
You got to show that one. Don't make me look stupid by not showing this picture, because, you know, I won't. People won't understand why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Well, good. That's great.
So that's new in for
everything's
us.
Everything's awesome.
Wars. Yep. This is.
I don't really have anything else. I've given you all the doom and gloom I can. I will say this: it's been 365 days for the start of the 15-day lockdown to curb the.
I thought that was
It's 15.5 days.
I thought that was
what your comments might be on that.
I thought that was a couple weeks ago. Crowder did an episode on that right before taken off of YouTube.
Oh, well, I saw it on the Fox News thing as a news story. So
fake news.
I guess it's plus 365 plus the color. So
fake news.
And some states are still locked down. So I don't know if we're ever going to flatten that curve. Or are we actually doing a complete circle? I mean,
that's what it is. That's what it is. We're just going to continue with the curve until it's just one big circle.
Yeah, one big fucking
Actually,
circle.
I tell you what. We'll take 2 weeks to flatten the curve and circle back.
Then we're going to beat the shit out of it for the rest of the year.
Just circle back.
Yeah, just circle back. I will say my kids did start back school full time. Well, partially full time. They still good at it at 145.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But they are talking about a third wave with the border crisis now, and it is a crisis.
Yeah. I saw some headline that said,
in Texas.
Oh, you're back.
Okay. But go ahead. I was listening to you.
No, I just saw some headline that said border crisis turned crime scene. I didn't do any dives on it, but I was just like, of course.
Well, isn't the crisis already a crime scene?
Crisis is already a fucking crime scene.
Illegally.
Sir, do you believe that it is illegal to cross the border illegally?
It is illegal to cross the border illegally, yes. It's the word illegally, but yeah.
Holy shit.
I dropped my pencil, so sorry about that.
That's all good. I think are we getting to the end of this?
Well, I mean, we're doing pretty good. I think we've covered a bunch of stories. I feel like I did not make your Easter better with all these awesome stories. I mean, you know, we're talking about it. I mean, there is ways to make that shit funny because it's just noise. You know, most of it's just noise, but you know, I think it's funny that that we're giving China so much of this power.
People
are willing to be hypocrites to keep that almighty dollar coming in. Because I'm telling you, the way I saw LeBron James last year do a complete 180 on supporting Hong Kong was unbelievable. You know, it was so bad. I don't know how he has any credibility. He never will in my book anyway. But, you know, why are we giving China this much power over what the fuck we say or what how the fuck we live? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what the fuck is...
Oh, fuck.
I mean, nothing. So, you know, I hope everybody has an awesome Easter. I hope everybody has a great rest of their weekend. If you're hearing this on Monday, well, fuck, I'm sorry. It came down on Sunday, so.
Well, actually, if you're hearing this on Monday, you know, have a good day at work, man. Don't fucking shit on the people who are listening to this on Monday, dude. Like, chill.
You might not want to listen to this one on Monday, but I do need you to listen to this on Monday. And I do want you to remember to hit the like button and the subscribe button. And also share it to your friends. That would be awesome. You know, we're just two guys just shooting the shit, man. We're just having a good time. We're trying to joke most we can. We also try to give you real shit that's going on that we care about. You know, if we didn't care about it, we wouldn't talk about it. So
let alone start a podcast. This shit's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, and he's probably going to have some editing to do on this one for sure.
I go. I'm going to get the lecture after this episode, aren't I?
There is one part that we need to talk about, but I mean, you did very well. I would say you did very well containing your composure because I know where it could have went. So kudos to Jake. Don't forget to hit like and the share and the subscribe button. We are on Google Podcasts. We're on iTunes now. We are on Spotify. We are on YouTube.
We're on all the major ones. All the major ones.
Support us. Help us grow. Huh?
No. You just cut out. So I was just saying, you know, we're you had cut out. So I was just saying, we're on all the major ones. You know, excluding
okay,
Stitcher.
Yeah. And you know, have a good rest of your week. Jake, you got anything you want to add to it, or are we good?
No, just don't forget to drop us any comments for any feedback, and don't forget about that email address, numbertwogrumpyelephants@gmail.com. I'll put all that right here. And that's it for this week.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Later.
Later.